Are you ready?
Yeah!
Let's get ready to
rock this joint!
Welcome to your source for the best sports talk on University of Michigan football and basketball, Detroit sports, and the best national sports headlines. This is the Stone Cold Sports Truth.
And that's the bottom line, the Stone Cold Sports Truth.
And now, the man who will be providing you with his vast knowledge of the world of sports, Derek Stone.
Lego stepping up and getting sacked. It was Chase Winovich, who was there for the Wolverines to force a Hoosier punt. Only one third down conversion today for Michigan. This is third and eight. Play action pass. O'Korn in trouble. Steps up. Gonna tuck it. Get the first down and more. O'Korn inside the 40. All the way to the 34 and is fired up. Davion Smith breaking tackles inside the 10-yard line. Smith dives. He's in. Touchdown, Michigan. They're going to run Davion Smith, and Smith has a ton of room inside the 20. Smith inside the 10. Smith to the house. Touchdown, Michigan. Michigan blocks another punt. And the Wolverines will take over at the 42. Lego hammer to the backfield, and down he goes. Taco Charlton takes him down.
Those were the highlights from last week's win by the Michigan Wolverines football team over the Indiana Hoosiers by a score of 20-10. Welcome to the Stone Cold Sports Truth. I am your host, Derek Stone. You can follow me on Twitter at SC Sports Truth. That's SC as in the initials of Stone Cold and then Sports Truth. Or you can follow me on my website at stonecoldsportstruth.net. And as always, if you'd like to join in the conversation at any point during the program, the phone number is 734-822-1600. Today is a huge day for Michigan Wolverines football fans, as the Wolverines will be taking on their hated arch rival, the Ohio State Buckeyes, down at the Horseshoe in Columbus, Ohio. But before I talk about them, let's get back to last week's game against the Indiana Hoosiers. A quick little recap before I get into the meat of today's program. Devion Smith, the Wolverines running back, he came up big for the Wolverines when they needed him most, when the offense was struggling to move the ball pretty much throughout the entire game. Smith came up big. 23 carries, 158 yards, and two touchdowns of 34 and 39 yards. He got the big game, the big plays that the Wolverines desperately needed. And that was a huge reason why Michigan was able to come out with a win in this game. And John O'Korn, substituting for the injured Wilton Spate at quarterback, was a little bit underwhelming. 7 out of 16 for 59 yards. But he did have a huge 30-yard run that helped set up Smith's 34-yard touchdown run. And that was a great element that O'Korn can bring to the Wolverines' offense, the ability to get out of trouble. And O'Korn was in huge trouble on that play. It looked like he was going to go down and the Wolverines would have to punt again, but he managed to escape trouble and find a hole and get that huge gain that the Wolverines desperately needed to turn the tide in their favor in this game. And the Michigan defense came up big in this game against a very prolific Indiana offense that the Wolverines had a lot of trouble with last season. Remember, Michigan had to win 48-41 in double overtime against the Indiana Hoosiers last season down in Bloomington, Indiana. Michigan's defense this time around was up to the task. They had 12 tackles for loss, 8 pass breakups. They allowed 191 passing yards and 47% completion percentage and 64 rushing yards, 1.8 yards per carry, and one touchdown. A great performance by the Wolverines defense, consistently being aggressive and not allowing the Hoosiers to get anything going at all. A great performance by the entire defense. And if you'd like to join in the conversation, the phone number is 734-822-1600. Now let's get into today's program. And that would be the Michigan Wolverines and the Ohio State Buckeyes renewing their hated rivalry. So let's take a little bit of a look at the background of the Buckeyes coming into this game. They are currently 10-1 overall, much like the Wolverines. And they've won 4 straight and 10 out of the last 11 meetings against the Wolverines. Now, I know for those of you who followed this team judiciously and this rivalry, you could say 11 out of 12. But remember, the 2010 game is officially off the record books because the Buckeyes had to vacate that win due to NCAA infractions. So it's technically 10 out of 11 that the Buckeyes have won in this rivalry. And the Ohio State Buckeyes, they outscore their opponents by an average score of 43.8 to 13. This is going to be a fun matchup to watch. I cannot wait. A lot of people are still picking the Buckeyes to beat the Wolverines, and for good measure, obviously, because they've dominated the Wolverines for so long. And nobody's giving Michigan a chance. But being that the Buckeyes beat the crap out of the Wolverines last season up here at the Big House in Ann Arbor, I fully expect the Wolverines to get payback. That's why I'm calling this Payback Saturday for the Michigan Wolverines football team. The Buckeyes can come up here and embarrass the Wolverines in their house. Who knows? Maybe the Wolverines will return the favor and embarrass them down at their house. Because you know, Jabril Peppers, the star linebacker for the Wolverines, he's going to want to do all he can to bring this rivalry back into the Wolverines' favor and get a huge win and send possibly the Wolverines, well, at least keep their college football playoff hopes alive and also send them to their first ever Big Ten championship game. There is a lot of pride on the line for this Wolverines team. They're going to want to do everything in their power to get a win. And that's why I think desperation plays a huge part in this game today. But let's first start talking about how the Michigan offense matches up against the Ohio State defense. The Buckeyes allow 120.3 rushing yards, 3.4 yards per carry, and 159.5 passing yards per game. Ohio State has allowed their opponents to convert 29% of their third downs. They do an excellent job of forcing long yardage situations and not allowing the opposition to be able to give them any breathing room on third down. The defense does an excellent job of being able to stay fresh throughout the entire game. And there, some of the players to watch on this Buckeyes defense include defensive lineman Tyquan Lewis. He has 7.5 sacks, 10 tackles for loss, and 3 forced fumbles. The Wolverines are going to have to do all they can to contain him. They're going to have to do a lot of double teaming, I do believe, on Lewis. It's going to take a mammoth effort to keep him away from, hopefully, I'm crossing my fingers, Wilton Speight. Hopefully will be starting in this football game today, and I truly believe he will be, because he wants to do all he can to get the Wolverines a win, and he is the Wolverines' best chance at a win in this game. Now, I think John O'Korn, maybe after not playing for a couple of seasons, maybe that affected him a little bit last week, but maybe since he got his feet wet, if he has to play, maybe he could rise up to the challenge. But when it comes down to it, Speight needs to be out there for the Wolverines. And defensive end Nick Bosa, you might recognize that name. He is the younger brother of former Buckeyes defensive lineman Joey Bosa, who currently plays with the San Diego Chargers in the National Football League. He has 4 sacks and 6 tackles for loss. So the Wolverines running backs, they're going to have to do all they can as well to contain him, De'Veon Smith, he's going to be primarily responsible for blocking him on blitzing situations. And Smith has shown time and time again that he is very capable of stacking up against very good linebackers. And safety Malik Hooker, he has 5 interceptions on the season. And also cornerback Gerrion Conley, 3 interceptions. So whoever the Wolverines quarterback is today, they're going to have to keep an eye out for those two guys, going to have to keep the ball possibly an extra beat in order to keep them honest and keep them from anticipating where the ball is going to be thrown. So what will the Wolverines do on offense today? Well, I expect them to use trick plays. Obviously, in any huge rivalry game, trick plays will be used. And what will Michigan have up their sleeve? Well, I fully expect them to use the flea flicker. For those of you who don't remember what the flea flicker is, that's when the quarterback hands the ball off to the running back. The running back goes toward the line of scrimmage, but not past it, and throws it back to the quarterback, and they throw it deep down the field to a receiver. And halfback option. That's when quarterback hands it off to the running back, and then the running back throws the ball to a receiver. But obviously, before they get to the line of scrimmage. And double reverse. And I expect Amara Darbo and Jehu Chesson and obviously Jabril Peppers to be involved on this type of play. They need to pull out all the stops they can on offense and defense and special teams. Do anything in their mind that can get them a win in this game. And I fully expect the Wolverines to try to confuse the Buckeyes as much as possible. And what better way than a double reverse? And obviously, another play they might use would be what I would call the throwback play. And that's when the quarterback throws to a wide receiver behind the line of scrimmage, a lateral, and then the wide receiver throws it back to the quarterback, and the quarterback acts as a receiver. Those are the plays that I expect the Michigan Wolverines to use in this football game, along with their traditional running plays. If you'd like to join in the conversation, the phone number is 734-822-1600, talking about today's huge college football rivalry game between the Michigan Wolverines and the Ohio State Buckeyes. Coming up here on the Stone Cold Sports Truth, I will continue my discussion of today's big game, what the Wolverines need to do to come out with a win. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Stone Cold Sports Truth right here on Wham Talk 1600. If you'd like to join in the conversation, the phone number is 734-822-1600, and I am your host, Derek Stone. Make sure to follow me on Twitter at SC Sports Truth or on my website at stonecoldsportstruth.net. Continuing my discussion of what the Michigan Wolverines need to do to win today against the Ohio State Buckeyes, getting back to the offense of Michigan versus the defense of Ohio State, how they match up. Michigan, I expect they might even use the wishbone formation in today's game. Now, for those of you who don't remember, this was a widely popular formation that the Wolverines used back in the 1980s when Jim Harbaugh was the quarterback. And that's when you have 3 running backs lined up in a triangle behind the quarterback. So that could be a huge play that the Wolverines could throw into the mix and try to throw some confusion at the Ohio State Buckeyes. It's possible. Who knows? Because the Wolverines have not run any of the wishbone yet. Maybe head coach Jim Harbaugh doesn't see it as a possible successful play. Maybe that's why he really hasn't run it during his time as Michigan head coach, but you never know. Maybe they've been working on it throughout the entire season, getting ready for this game. And I expect two Michigan fullbacks to have a huge part in today's game, Khalid Hill and Henry Poggi. I believe they're going to play a vital role in today's game, simply because the Wolverines, they're going to use a power eye formation. And those guys are going to have to lead the way for the Wolverines running backs, Chris Evans, Devion Smith, Caron Higdon, and Ty Isaac. Those guys are going to be responsible for helping to open up holes, because this is a very stingy Ohio State running defense. And the Wolverines receivers, I expect them to use plenty of crossing routes and out and up routes to try to create confusion in that Ohio State secondary to get the matchups they want, to get Jehu Chesson, Jake Butt, and Amara Darbo the ball as often as they can when they're wide open. And hopefully that will be the case today with those plays. Try to catch the Ohio State cornerbacks off guard and the safeties as well. And I expect the Wolverines running backs to be involved in the short passing game. They're going to need to be involved. The Wolverines cannot fall in love with trying to throw the ball deep down the field like they did against Iowa a couple of weeks ago, and that's why they ended up losing the game, because they just simply didn't have it that day in the long passing game. So let's take a look at how the Ohio State offense matches up against the Michigan defense. And if you'd like to join in the conversation, the phone number is 734-822-1600. The Buckeyes averaged 263.1 rushing yards, 5.7 yards per carry, and 230 passing yards per game. Ohio State has converted 51% of their third downs. So they do an excellent job of keeping their defense on the sidelines, keeping them fresh throughout the entire games. And with that great running attack that they possess with their quarterback JT Barrett and their running back Mike Weber, that's why Ohio State consistently has short yardage situations, and that gives them a dynamic playbook to play with on third and short situations. So let's talk about some of the players to watch on the Ohio State offense. And like I mentioned, quarterback JT Barrett completed 63.4% of his passes for 209.5 passing yards per game. He's thrown for 24 touchdowns, and he even averages 65.6 rushing yards per game, 4.4 yards per carry, and he scored 8 rushing touchdowns. And Mike Weber, their star running back, he was from Detroit Cass Tech High School. He averages 95.1 rushing yards per game, 6.3 yards per carry, and he scored 8 touchdowns. And they've got a pretty good trio of receivers as well. Curtis Samuel, 71.8 receiving yards per game, 13 yards per catch, 7 touchdowns. He even averages 59.1 rushing yards per game, 7.7 yards per carry, and he's scored 7 rushing touchdowns. And wide receiver Noah Brown, 31.4 receiving yards per game, 12.8 yards per catch, and he scored 7 touchdowns. And wide receiver Dontre Wilson, 31.2 receiving yards per game, 13.2 yards per catch, and 5 touchdowns. So the Wolverines are going to have their hands full trying to stop this Ohio State defense. They're a very diverse and dynamic group of players. But if anybody can pull out a huge win down at the Horseshoe in Columbus, it's this group of Wolverines. So what is the Wolverines' game plan going to be on defense today? Well, their star linebacker, Jabril Peppers, he's going to be playing the spy position. And what does that mean playing the spy position? That means he's just basically going to be hovering around the line of scrimmage when JT Barrett goes back to pass, and then if Barrett takes off running, Peppers is going to go after him. Because if Peppers blitzes too much and tries to be too aggressive in this game, that could definitely end up burning the Wolverines on defense. They need to have their dynamic playmaker ready and waiting in case Barrett tries to take off and get huge gains in the running game. And the Wolverines, they're going to disguise their blitzes. They cannot tip their hand against JT Barrett simply because he will be able to see it right away. He's going to audible into some other play, more than likely a quarterback draw, because he knows the Wolverines are so aggressive on defense, they might get too far up the field, and then Barrett's going to take off. And that's going would cause a lot of problems for the Wolverines. And as far as the run defense goes, expect the backups at the linebacker position for the Wolverines to play a huge part in this game. That would be Noah Furbush, Michael Roblewski, and Devin Bush. Because the Wolverines are going to have to bring in extra linebackers throughout the game to try to slow down this Ohio State running attack. Because ultimately, that's what Ohio State wants to do first and foremost, is establish their running game and get the passing game going off of that running game. So that's why I think the Wolverines are going to use a lot of 8 and 9 men in the box to try to contain and stop this Ohio State rushing attack. And the Michigan defensive linemen, I expect them to use some crisscrossing. And that means, for example, Taco Charlton, he plays defensive end. He would go to the inside, and then Ryan Glasgow, who plays defensive tackle, he goes outside. So they basically try to switch positions and try to create confusion when the blocking scheme of the Ohio State Buckeyes on their offensive line. Wolverines are going to have to do everything they can, throw the kitchen sink at the Ohio State Buckeyes. That's what you have to do when you try to end so many years of futility against your arch rival. When you lose 10 out of 11 games against your arch rival, you need to do anything and everything you can. And Jordan Lewis and Channing Stribling, they're going to use a lot of press coverage, I believe, in this game. Even though those Ohio State receivers are very good, very dependable, the Wolverines are going to have to be aggressive. They cannot lay off these guys. And Lewis and Stribling, they have shown throughout this entire season that they are more than up to the task of covering the opponent's great receivers. So what do I think will end up being the final score in today's game? Well, I fully expect the Wolverines to end, stop the bleeding, so to say. I predict they will beat the Ohio State Buckeyes by a score of 28-24. And Jabril Peppers, he's going to have a monster game today, leading the Wolverines to victory and back. Or I should say, lead them to their first Big Ten championship game in team history. It should be a lot of fun to watch. It's going to be fun to watch Jim Harbaugh and Urban Meyer, the Ohio State head coach, matching wits throughout this entire game. I'd like to thank you very much for joining me here on the Stone Cold Sports Truth. Follow me on Twitter at SC Sports Truth or on my website at stonecoldsportstruth.net. Join me here again next week.